Hi, everyone. Welcome to Living a Five-Star Life. Subscribe, like, share, do what you got to do so you never miss out on one of our future episodes.
This podcast and our mission is to be the positive in your day. On top of that, we are determined to help you live your best life.
I'm Tim Ellis.
And I'm Paul Napoli. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode. Ironically, everything that you just talked about is like part of our topic for the week.
It is.
Which is what? Living your best life? How to live?
Well, we were talking about like...
What do we put?
No, we were talking... So you said we should talk about habits, creating good habits to live your best life.
There you go.
And then we went from there. So we came up with five. And that we'll start backwards. Or I'm sorry, we'll start at number five and we'll go backwards. So number five that you know, when we talk about living your best life, I think the fifth one is you got to take care of you. You have to take care of you. And when I mean that, just you have to take care of yourself mentally, physically. And part of that is putting in the effort towards health and fitness. You have to put the effort in towards mental wellness. You have to put the effort in towards dieting or eating right. You have to put the effort in towards going to the gym and getting your workouts in or whatever it is you like to do. It doesn't have to be like work. And I think that's the key thing to take from this is do something you love to do, right? Some people love running. I hate running, but I love hitting bags. I love, doing fitness at a different level. I love hiking. I love climbing mountains. I love going for long walks on the beach.
You do your bike rides.
I do my bike rides. You're wicked. Right? So find what's going to work for you. You know, we're talking about living your best life. If it was always like work and it was always like, oh, I'm doing this because you're not going to enjoy it.
Absolutely.
So make sure you're finding things that you love to do and don't limit yourself. Try new things.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't know if our whole if any of our conversation that we just had is going to make the podcast. Cause if you listen to us, you already know by now that Tim and I just chat for about an hour ahead of time, just talking and shooting the breeze. And then sometimes he'll throw some of that conversation into the podcast, but we were just talking about you doing pickleball, right? So getting moving and being active. And now don't judge Tim. Apparently this is an older person's game. So he's the young buck there, but regardless of me picking on you, you get moving, right? You're doing something fun. Like you are looking forward to pickleball today. Like I know how excited you are to get there and try to be there ahead of Bill and really give him a run for his money. But like you said, find something that you enjoy doing. You know, for us, it's that cardio kickboxing, it's that spin boxing, the karate, you know, that kind of stuff for us is fun. It's exciting. The music's going, the energy, the atmosphere's out of this world. We enjoy that. You know, find your thing. You have to do something though. You know, if 2020 taught us a lot, right? When we couldn't do anything, when everything was locked down. But if you look at the statistics, the people that were affected the most by COVID were either people with underlying health conditions, most of which you cannot control. Mm-hmm. But the next crew was obese. Okay. The next crew were people that were overweight. Those were the people that were getting hit the hardest by this virus. We need to change the narrative in this country. We need to focus on being fit to the best of our ability to, you know, I'm going to say eating right. You don't have to necessarily, I mean, you'd be better if you did, but you don't have to necessarily jump into it 100% all in. But start to build habits, start to, you know, whether it's increasing the fiber in your diet to start, and then increasing the protein in your diet, reducing processed foods, you know, sugars, but start somewhere. And same thing with your fitness is start somewhere. You know, one of the things, and I was telling Tim earlier, one of the things that I really lack at working when I work out, I do a lot of cardio and I enjoy lifting weights. What I lack is doing sit-ups. I lack doing ab work. And ironically, that's what I want the most because I want my old, back in the day, I had a six pack, like way back in the day. I want that, right? I want at least somewhat of a flat belly, but I don't ever work it because I'm intimidated by it. I'm not really 100% sure. So the other day I committed to myself, you're going to do 100 sit-ups for 7 days, right? For every day, you're going to do 100 sit-ups that day. It doesn't matter when you do them, if you do them together or how you do them, but I committed to a number that I knew I could do. And I gave myself a timeline. It's going to be for 1 week. I can stop after that week if I want to. Well, I'm a few days in and I've been doing it and I love it. It just took that one little step to make it happen. So whatever it is, you know, part of living your best life, being healthy, you know, and fit, that also improves your confidence.
Spot on.
When I look in the mirror after I'm at the gym or whatnot, I feel a lot better about myself than I do for the weeks I don't go to the gym. You know, it Definitely. Really helps with every part of your life because it really helps build that confidence when you're happy in your own skin, when you're comfortable with who you are.
That's right. So if you're writing these down, number five, putting in the effort towards your health and fitness, and then expand from there, whatever your plan's going to be. Everybody's should be different. It shouldn't all be the same. And it should be what you love to do or enjoy to do. So we're going to segue right into that. Number four is making time for the things that are important to you. So making time for the things that are important to you. Paul, you and I share our schedules a lot. And a lot of times we have a hard time just getting together doing this. But it's important for me to do this because we love doing this, right? So this is one of mine that's on my list of one of the important things for me is to have a conversation with you. You're one of my best friends. We share stories. We reach out and we try to touch others and help others through this platform. So this is a very important thing that I like to do, but there's a bunch of things that are important to me. You know, family is the top of the list, right? Spending time with my family and doing things together is extremely important. So make sure you're making the time to do that. And even though your schedule is overflowing, right? Your plate is full. You can't put anything else on top of it. You have to dig through that and find out what the most important things are and make sure you are putting that first and scheduling that time.
Yeah. I mean, you can't really say it much better than that, man. It's finding the time. And for me, I agree with you 100%. This is super important to me. This is like, I love this. And you know that because I'm up at 5:30 in the morning to do this. I try so hard to get up early in the morning. I'm better at it now than I was, but to be up that early just to make this happen, like this is important to me. Same, just like what you just said. It's a matter of finding that time and making it happen no matter what it is. So for those of you listening, think, you know, take time, even if you pause this right now or whatever, take time to think about the things that are important to you. Write it down. Like, what's important to me? You know, what do I want to do that makes me happy over the next however many, whatever, over the next month or today or tomorrow? And just pause this if you want and just write it down. You know, and you mentioned it, you know, hanging out with the family. We make sure to have our family days and we schedule it right in and we make it happen every single week. No matter how crazy the schedules are, we have dinners together every single night. That's important to us. I mean, Stephanie didn't get home from work last night until what, like 8:30, but we are all sitting at the dinner table eating dinner together. Like those types of things are super important to us. So if you don't know what's important to you, pause this, stop it right now, sit back and just think about it. Like, what is important to me and what makes you happy? And then take time to make sure that every day or every week you figure out a way to make that happen. You know, and that, you know, from there, unless Tim, you have anything else to add, we'll go right to number three.
Number three.
Stop complaining all the time, right? And yeah. You might not be a complainer. So you might be listening going, well, I don't do that. Well, good, right? That's great.
Well, I think a lot of people don't think they're complainers, but they complain. Oh, they don't they're subconscious, yes. You know, it just naturally comes out and they complain.
It's easy. Yeah.
Right. And I think that if you draw focus to what you're saying and how you're saying it, and you'll realize you complain a lot more than you really do. And you need to just realize that life is so short. Life is just full of wonderful things that are happening for you around you every single day. You really shouldn't complain. no matter what it is that is bothering you, it's only bothering you because you're allowing it to bother you, right? Which is causing you to complain, right? Take a moment and just zone in on it and go, no, this is, why would I complain about this, right? You know, the other day I'm driving to work and I got the guy in front of me who,
I'm the worst.
Right. And I'm driving and he is like going, if the speed limit was 35, he's going 33. And I found my inner self getting very angry and starting to complain.
Yeah.
And then I stopped at the next red light and I took a look out the left side of the window. And there was a guy standing on the side of the road with his headphones on, singing out loud, was just in a moment. He was having a moment. And I went, you know what? This guy driving in front of me, 33 miles an hour, isn't, why am I complaining about this? Why?
Right.
Why am I even letting it bother me? You know, there was no reason to complain, you know?
Yeah.
So I had to take a moment and focus in on it. And sometimes that's what we're talking about, that you may have to do that. Don't let it bother you, because what the hell, what's it worth? There's nothing.
You're gaining nothing.
Nothing. Right. So,
yeah, no, I think that's a great point. And actually in the car, I'm the worst. Like, I feel like I'm a positive person. Like I'm a good person. I like to think I give off a decent, you know, positive energy. I get behind the wheel. You better, if you're in the left lane, you better move over. So I find myself complaining all the time in the car. And I'll tell you the irony to that is, although I know that I do it and I know that's one of my faults, until you just said it, I didn't realize maybe how bad it was, because I put myself in your shoes and I was thinking of what I would be doing. That's a great example of complaining over something that is, it's not getting you anywhere. So a couple things. First things, in my opinion, is with the stop complaining, start to focus, shift your focus to the positives in life, right? I'm a firm believer that, and I don't know if you consider it the law of attraction, I know that's part of it, but I'm a firm believer that the more you focus on the positives, the more positive you'll have in your life. The more you focus on the negatives, the more negative you'll have in your life. I could sit here right now and I could make a list of all the bad things going on right now in my life, and I could make a list of all the good things. The bad things would be an easier list to make, even though I have a lot going for me. It's just easy, right? So instead of focusing on that, focus on the positives. You'll complain less. With that, I want to give everybody a challenge, Tim, you and I included.
All right.
I want to go an entire week without complaining about anything. Anything at all. So I'm doing this. I know you'll do it. And hopefully everybody listening will do it. This will force you to focus on your thoughts. It'll force you to focus on what you're saying and what you're thinking about almost all the time. And as soon as you start to complain, because it'll be a habitual thing, you got to stop yourself right away and move on. No matter what it is, stop yourself and move on. So for 1 week, we're doing it.
So write it down. 1 week without complaining about anything.
Anything.
Your homework. Focus on your thoughts. I love it. I'm in. I'm all in.
Let's do it.
What? And if you do complain, 50 push-ups?
Something. I like it. I like it. Punish yourself. I think that's great.
Punish yourself.
I could do 50. You could do 50. Should we just tell everybody to do 50?
Yeah, 50. Even if you have to do 10 at a time.
Perfect. I love it. Good idea.
You complain, you owe 50 push-ups to yourself. That's who you owe it to. Nobody else but to yourself.
I think that's
complaining.
Great.
I love it. All right. So now that brings us to number two. Number two is simple. Play more. We become adults and we forget how to play. Right? When we're kids, life is just full of play. Right. Yep. You have no worries. You have nothing that's holding you down. And in life, as we get older, you know, then we have things that we continue to worry about and we have to work towards, and we have bills to pay and just so much responsibility that we forget as adults on how to play. So that's a simple, simple, simple thing to do, is just play more. Be playful with your wife, your husband, be playful with your boyfriend, your girlfriend. Do more, play more. My wife and I, just a couple weeks ago, we, you know, Nathan went off with his friends and we were like, we could either sit on the couch and watch crap on TV. Instead, we got out and we went and played golf. We haven't played golf in forever.
Yes.
We just played more. We had a riot. It was great. Yep. Right. So play more. And that's, you don't have to put much thought to that. Just enjoy life. Right.
Go do something. Whatever. Play, you know, you say play more. And I think that's fantastic. Have fun. You know, you think back when you were a kid, like your best times were when you were out playing with your friends, you were out playing with your buddies. You know, you might not go organize a football game today, you know, or something like that, but right. Find something to do, you know, for us, for Stephanie and I, you know, I won't get into all the playing we do, but, but something that we do that I encourage everybody to do, plan a vacation right now. I don't care if it's a weekend vacation. I don't care if it's a one day up at Sylvan Beach, whatever it is, plan a vacation and start looking at things that you can do while you're doing this little day trip or week trip, whatever you determine. You know, ever since we started dating, literally whatever, 20 years ago, we have always planned vacation. There was a short period during, you know, owning a business, obviously, where it couldn't happen. So they were weekend trips and stuff. Now, like, we are always planning the next one. We finish a trip or whatever, we're planning the next trip. For us, like, that is super fun and exciting. Like, the excitement starts that moment you start planning it. You know, we have a date night tonight. It's Monday, dude. Who right. goes on a date on Monday? We are. We have a date night planned.
I love it.
Where we're going to go out to dinner. We'll probably go shopping or whatever too, but we planned this the other day because we haven't been on a date in like 2 weeks or something. So we're like, all right, when can we do our next date night? She doesn't work today, so we're doing a date night tonight. We are always planning something fun and exciting. And for me, that's fun and exciting. So find whatever it is for you that kind of gets you excited. For me, going on vacation or a day trip, those things are exciting for us. Planning it and then the build up to it is exciting. You know, I remember back when I had, I'm going to say a real job, we'd plan our vacation. That week before vacation was like just as exciting as the vacation because I was in vacation mode. Yeah. Like that's all I was thinking about the entire week. So, you know, have fun, play a lot, plan something, give yourself something to look forward to.
I know exactly what you're talking about with that. Like we just went to the Outer Banks and yep. that whole, I was in vacation mode easily a week before we left.
Yep. Yep.
I checked right out. I'm like, okay, I'm in vacation mode. But then it like dragged, like it took forever for that Friday to come. But once it got here, man, it was an amazing vacation. And you're right. It was fun. Like for a year, we planned on going on that trip.
Right.
And as it got closer, you know, I had a countdown going on my phone and all that, a lot of fun stuff. So absolutely. Play more. Don't be so serious all the time. Have fun. Play more. That brings us to number one. Don't follow the crowd. Be you. Be you. You know, that's the beauty of life is we've talked about it a lot on this podcast is we all create our own reality and we are all the authors of our own books and our own stories. Just be you. Don't worry about what people think. Don't worry about what people say. Don't try to fit in. Don't try to follow the crowd. And you know, you have to be a certain way to fit in. Just, it's all bullshit.
I would say to that point, live your life like you live in a city where you don't know anybody. But Stephanie in her robe, right? When we were at the apartment and she's outside in a robe and I'm like, what? Like when I say robe, like you can picture it however you want, but it's like this old, like pink, like old robe. It's nothing like cute or anything. Like, and she goes outside in this robe and I'm like, what? I'm shocked right now because that's not how she is. And she goes, well, I don't know anybody. Live life like you don't know anybody there. Like just be yourself. And don't worry about other people, what they think, what they say. Because in the grand scheme of life, it really doesn't make a difference.
It really doesn't. You know, when we were in the Outer Banks, we all went out to the Jolly Roger. And we went and saw DJ Hambone. This guy was a beast, right? So we go to this bar called the Jolly Roger. DJ Hambone's there and he's doing karaoke.
Yes.
I got up and sang, I didn't have a care in the world, man. I didn't care what I sounded like. I had a ripe, and it goes back to that point. Like, I didn't care what people thought. I didn't care because I'm in a complete strange place. I know nobody in there other than my brother and the people that we went with.
Right.
And I'm telling you,
you had a blast, right? Man.
Had a blast.
Yeah.
Had a blast. So, I just lived exactly what you're saying, exactly how you described it. Right. Like, I just didn't have a care of what people thought or if I was going to fit in or any of that. I just got up there and sang karaoke and it was awesome.
I loved it. I can totally picture
DJ Hambone loved us, man. He's bringing us back next year for another tour.
Oh man. So exciting. So exciting. So
if you're ever in the Outer Banks, man, Nag said, you got to go to the Jolly Roger. I'm giving him a plug here. Go to the Jolly Roger.
Give it to him.
On a night that DJ Hambone's there, you are going to have a blast. The guy
that is so awesome.
He's awesome.
So awesome.
That's what we got for you guys.
Let's do a recap. And this is all about trying to live your best life, right? That's the whole point of our entire podcast, is to bring a little positive to your life. Maybe give you some pointers on you know, living a happy, positive life. Cause let's just be blunt. This is what we do. We love life. I love life. I know Tim loves life. We want you to love life. So quick, we'll run down. I'll do one. You do one. We'll just do a quick bullet point. Number five. Uh-huh. Put in the effort towards your health and fitness, no matter what it is. Get moving. Start with maybe a small goal. Let's say you want to start running, you know, run from your house to the next mailbox and then walk, and then run to the next mailbox and then walk. Whatever it is, give yourself a small goal to get started and commit to yourself, but get putting that effort towards your health and fitness.
All right. Making time for things that are important to you. You know, every day we talked about our schedules being so full. You have to sometimes make time and just make sure you're doing that. And make sure when you make that time, it's something that is truly important to you. So whatever that is, make time for it.
Whatever's important to you.
Yep.
Number three, stop complaining all the time. And this is going to be a simple one. We are going to start right now with our 1 week challenge where we do not complain about anything for a week. If you catch yourself complaining, which you have to really, really, really focus on it, one, stop it right away, and two, you owe yourself 50 push-ups.
I love it. And then play more. It's as simple as that. Play more. Just playful helps. It's actually helps you with your mental wellness. So be very playful with your life, right?
Absolutely. Yeah,
just enjoy life. On. I don't even know if that made any sense.
It absolutely makes sense. Right. It absolutely makes sense. Be playful. Enjoy life. Live life like you're a 5-year-old kid wearing a Batman shirt, right? Or Batman suit, pretending to be Batman. Like, you just enjoy life. There's so much for it to offer that we can't wait to be an adult when we're kids, and then we become an adult and we let the stress and the anxiety of being an adult ruin it.
Yeah, go back to being 7.
That's right, and have fun. But last but not least, don't follow the crowd. This is a simple one. Just be you. Be you, and you'll find out that it's a lot more fun just to be yourself and not have to stress or worry about what other people think about you. So be you, and that's it. That's the final one.
That's what we got. That's what we got anything? For you guys this week.
You're good. All right, well, then let's just end this thing.
We're not
done, though. We'll talk after.
We'll keep going. We appreciate you guys, and we'll end it like we usually do. Paul, take it away.
Okay, so we'll end it like we always end it, and remind you that you have one chance on this earth to live every single day to the fullest and to simply enjoy life.
That's it, guys. That's what we have for you this week. Live well. We'll talk to you soon.
50 push-ups.
That was fun.